This package of seven bills includes a mix of grants, loans, bonding, and the okay from legislators for the Montana University System to spend privately raised money for its projects. The Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Long-Range Planning passed all with only minor changes and little debate. The only discussion came over what has become the most controversial issue in recent sessions. It's commonly known as the bonding bill. House Bill 14 is a nearly $300 million public works package backed by the Bullock administration. This bill includes money for renovation of Romney Hall at MSU, the Montana Heritage Center, and the Southwest Montana Veterans Home. All three projects have failed in past sessions over disputes whether the state should pay for them at all, and if so, how, cash or bonds.
Chairman, I'm going to oppose House Bill 14, and it's not because I'm opposed to any of the projects. It's not because I'm opposed to the bonding that's in there.
Senator Kerry Smith said he'll vote no because he doesn't like how the Bullock administration constructed House Bill 14 to include, for example, the Quality Schools Program, which previously had been separate and had support among lawmakers.
By sweeping those funds and putting them in a bill that's going to require the bonding, it puts those projects in jeopardy. And I kind of hate to see that happen. I think it causes more problems than it solves. And so that's the reason why I'm going to oppose this bill.
The Republican from Billings was the only member of the subcommittee to speak against House Bill 14. Senator John Sesso was the only subcommittee member to speak in favor of the bill. He defended how the measure was crafted.
It points to the need for our state to make a conscientious and a significant investment in infrastructure.
The Butte Democrat said in the past these public works bills failed because some lawmakers didn't want to burden future generations with debt because bonds would be issued to pay for the projects.
These are critical projects to our state and the citizens of our state. And by lumping them together, although there is some consternation in doing that, by lumping them together, we keep the infrastructure package as a package, we can be proud of.
House Bill 14 passed on a 5-1 vote, with Smith voting no. The bill now moves to the House Appropriations Committee. After the votes, Governor Steve Bullock issued a written statement that said he was pleased the bill is one step closer to his desk. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.